Well, I've got some chilling news. Batman is on television, and they have brought in a television screen for us. And Burt Ward. And we're going to watch the Batman television show tonight. WAP, Biff, Oof. And we're going to be reporting on the Batman television show. They're opening credits now. We've already seen that tonight's episode is about Mr. Freeze. And a rather chilling episode we're expecting here from Batman. Now, this opening scene here where this woman comes up to this dark window. Now, Batman to the rescue because he's making the window even darker. And it's for spray distant. No, that's that's a commercial. 25 minutes before 8 o'clock on your Batman radio show from Wixie 1260. If we can't beat him, we'll join him. I wish they'd come back on with some more of the Batman show.
Do you know what?
What?
I know why Batman and Robin go down the Batpole.
Why?
Because they had to go to the Batroom.
The Ingroom.
Oh.
Wixie 1260.
Wixie Radio.
That's another one you won't hear again on the air for a while. That should be a whole, you know, they had elephant jokes and, you know, green jokes and purple jokes and everything. That could be the next fad. It's going to be Batman jokes. If you can think up any Batman jokes, send them to Mark Allen in care of Wixie 1260 1515 Euclid. All right, lady, get your finger off her nose and let's get back to the program here. Okay, they're going from black. We see the laboratory there. Batman and Robin have just slid down the pole. And now they're getting into their Batmobile. Hey, that's a wild car. That's too much. They got their Halloween masks on. They're going out trick-or-treating. Get Mr. Freeze. What the heck is that? And there it goes. It looks like the boss's car. It looks like the place where he keeps it, too. Oh! Gotham City, 14 miles. Did you see that thing? Instant freeze. Back to the Batman show in a moment. Your camp counselor tonight from Mark Allen. Until 11 o'clock, stay tuned. Holy icebergs. It's Mr. Freeze. And I haven't been fair, really, but I've been listening here to find out what's been going on. And apparently, this freezing solution was dropped on this guy who shouldn't have been fooling around with it anyway. And he's frozen and he's in this suit that's 50 degrees below zero. And he's got to walk around like this. And he wants to get back at Batman, so he's in Gotham City, and they're expecting a cold wave. Now, I don't know what the heck's going on. There, a couple of people are sitting around a table, and I think that's a Ouija board. And they're deciding whether they're going... Uh-huh. I think it's a mess hall in Antarctica. Listen, Green's Jewelers, I want to talk about here for just half a second on your Mark Allen show where we break away for Batman. Batman on radio brought to you by Green's. 726 Euclid next to the Hippodrome Theater in downtown Cleveland. For over 45 years, Henry Green and his competent staff have been featuring the very best diamonds in this whole area at the very best prices. Green's buys in volume. Now, you know what happens if you buy anything in volume. Of course, the cost is less. And they pass the savings on to you. Green's Jewelers will not be undersold. As a matter of fact, in one of their many guarantees, they guarantee that very fact, that they won't be undersold. They have the world-famous keepsake diamond. That's the Cadillac of diamonds. It comes with a written, registered guarantee, and to it, Green's adds their own guarantee, saying that you must be satisfied they sold you the diamond of your choice at the lowest possible price. Because, again, Green's will not be undersold. Listen, what are you doing tomorrow around noontime? I'd like to, along with my friend Henry Green, show you the fine selection available at Green's Jewelers. I'll be down there around noon for a half hour or so. I don't know, maybe even Gus will be coming along, too. We'd like to see you there. 726 Euclid, next to the Hippodrome Theater, downtown Cleveland. All right. Batman just came out of the vault. He went in to get some cold cuts. He's coughing and everything else. Somebody's coming up with some warm tea. I'd like to hear this show. It couldn't be any worse than what I'm seeing. Is this camp? Holy galoshes. Have a cup of this. It'll fix you up. I'd like to taste what's in there. Shall we do the parts, Gus?
All right, you want to do the parts? Who's going to do the old man?
I'll do the old man. Oh, I don't know. I've been perking coffee for nigh on to 40 years. You see that coffee perk over there? I've been using it for nigh on to 15. We're attached to it now, and I've tried to perk the best cup of coffee I possibly could for you.
Well, I'll put this tablet in here as instant cream. Maybe, just maybe, holy caffeine. Maybe it'll make the difference. I don't think you should do it.
I don't either, Batman.
Quiet. quiet, Robin. It's my capsule. It has about 50 cc's of cream in here, and I'll just pop it in the cup.
See, chickened out.
I wish I knew what the heck was really going on. You make the lousiest cup of coffee I've ever tasted in my life. It's not even warm. Fade to black. They're going to do a commercial? All right. It's 18 minutes before 8 on your Batman show. It's 24 minutes before 8 o'clock. Gus is snowbound tonight. Would you believe that? My goodness. He can't get his scooter started, so he's not going to be able to get over here to the program, or at least if he does, it'll be very, very late. We'll stick around and see what happens. 24 minutes before 8 o'clock. Hello, Mark Allen Show, Thursday night. Darling Breweries, Cleveland, Ohio. We'll have a round of Checkpoint Music in a moment, but before that, Bobby Goldsboro.
When you see news happen, call 351-1835. Each week, Richie News awards a transistor radio to the person phoning in the best news tip of the week. So when news happens, call 351-1835. Occasional snow flurries and little change in temperature tonight, but all about 14. Mostly cloudy, occasional light snow tomorrow with a high near 25. And that's our current temperature in Cleveland, 25 degrees. That's this hour's Wixie 1260 News Report. Gary Ritchie reporting.